Welcome to the Pneuma Church podcast. For more information on all things Pneuma, please contact us on our website, pneuma.church. Now get ready for another inspirational message.
Proverbs 3, it says, "My son or daughter, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." Listen to this. "So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and then he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil. Then it will be healing to your flesh, refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine." Have you ever noticed that in life we make a lot of decisions? Like, we make a lot of decisions. And even while we were on break for a couple of weeks, I began to realize even on holidays, you make a lot of decisions. Like, where are we going to go today? What are we going to do? What are we going to eat? And I've come to realize that with children, there are even more decisions that I have to make. Because not only do I have to get up, make the decision, what am I going to wear today? But what are they going to wear? What's the weather like? Do they need an undershirt? Does he need a long shirt? Does he need pants, socks, shoes? Zephaniah doesn't like shoes. So what am I going to do with his shoes? Am I going to bring them with us? Am I going to put them in the pram? Am I going to force him to put his shoes on, regardless of the fact that he doesn't want to put his shoes on? And then from one to two kids, it's now like I not only have to decide what I'm going to wear, what they're going to wear, but quite often, what is Hannah going to wear? Because she's often doing everything to look after them, get them the food, and so I've got to lay out her clothes for her, nicely ironed, ready to go. Here's your water bottle. Here's some bacon and eggs for breakfast. If only that was completely true. Not only what are we going to wear, but what are we going to eat? What are they going to eat? Oliver just started on solids, and so we got to mash up like rice, cereal stuff. Hannah does that because she's amazing. And we got to bring stuff with us. Actually, we were visiting family about a week ago, and it was time to feed Oliver. And so because I packed everything, I was ready to go. I went to the bag, and I looked in the bag, and I had the formula, check. I had the container for what that was in, and I had what I thought was a bottle, but it wasn't. And so I'm like, well, we've got the formula. They've got hot water here, but we've got no bottle. And I was like, well, I have to make a decision. What am I going to do? And I can tell you that we unsuccessfully tried to teach Oliver that day, when I say we, me, how to drink out of a sippy cup. It went everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. Decisions. We make so many decisions, regardless of where we're at, stage of life, phase. We do have kids, don't have kids. Every single one of us makes a lot of decisions. We make financial decisions. We make relational decisions. Are we going to get married or we not? Who are we going to marry? We make professional and educational decisions. Where are we going to study? Where are we going to work? Where are we going to go to live? We make financial, emotional, relational, professional, etc., etc., etc. We make so many decisions in life. The reality is every one of our decisions that we make has a consequence. Good and or bad, every decision that we make has a consequence. And the consequence of our decisions depend upon the degree of what that decision means might be more severe or more beneficial, the consequence. It might be more permanent or more short-lived, the consequence of that decision. But every single decision that we make has a consequence. But there is only one decision that has the greatest impact and the greatest consequence on our life. There is only one decision that has an eternal consequence on our life. This one decision actually is the greatest decision that you and I have to choose how we're going to respond to and the decision that we are going to make, because it impacts our eternity. It impacts our here and now, and this one decision has the potential to impact our every single day. Guidance, how we live, the people we interact with, this one decision has eternal significance. What is this one decision? This one decision that impacts truly how we live our life and what happens to us here on earth, past our time on earth, is the decision of whether we choose to accept what Jesus Christ has done for you and I or not. It is the most important decision of our entire life. It is the most important decision of our entire life. And as I said, every decision has a consequence, good and or bad, but this one decision has everlasting consequence, good and or bad. God tells us in His Word, in the Bible, His love for us and the purpose that He has for us and the potential of what our life can look like here on earth and after. And He tells us in John 3:16 to verse 18, He loved us so much, He loved the world so much that He gave His only Son, that whoever, do you hear that? Whoever, any person, the decision is for every single one of us, but the opportunity has also become for every single one of us, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. God's desire is that we would not perish, that we would not experience the eternal negative consequence of saying no to Jesus. His desire is that we would be able to have an eternal consequence of the benefit of living in relationship with Jesus. He says, so that no one should perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son, listen to this, into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The decision stands for you and I, this one decision, whether we say yes to Jesus or we say no, there is no in between. Because even if we're impartial, we've said no to yet experiencing relationship with Jesus Christ. There is a yes and there is a no. And the reality is that God's desire is that we would be in relationship with Him, that we would say yes to this one decision, because God has created every single one of us to be in relationship with Him. When God created our first father and mother, Adam and Eve, He created them so that they would know Him, so that day by day they'd be able to walk in the garden with Him and have a conversation with Him and experience His presence and be able to do life with Him. He created us for a relationship with Him. But then, because of one decision Adam and Eve made to turn away from God and to disobey His ways, out of that one decision came the consequence of what you and I and every person born after them has been born into, a world that is in pain and that is in sin. But God, in His love for us, sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, because of His decision to send Jesus Christ to this earth. You and I, it says, whoever chooses to say yes, whoever believes, will not be condemned. The consequences of turning away from God is not being able to experience His presence, His abundance of life, His peace, His joy, all that comes when being in a relationship with a perfect, holy, and loving God. But the beauty of today is that we can make the decision to say yes to Jesus Christ, to choose to follow after Him, to pursue His ways. The one decision that Adam and Eve chose to turn away from God, we can actually make one decision to turn towards God, to surrender all of our ways to Him and to follow Him. And we can know that if He was willing to send His one and only Son so that every person who says yes in Him would be able to have eternal life, then we can know when we choose to lay down our life and after this one decision of following Him as our Lord and Savior, then He would. Why would He not be willing to be with us each and every day so that we can continue to experience that eternal life-giving relationship. There's a man by the name of C.S. Lewis. Anybody heard of C.S. Lewis? If you haven't, he's a famous author, most widely known for his series called The Chronicles of Narnia. And C.S. Lewis is quoted as saying that Christianity, if false, is of no importance. And if it's true, is of infinite importance. The only thing that Christianity cannot be is moderately important. If it's true, no importance. Sorry, if it's false, no importance. If it's true, infinite importance. The only thing it cannot be is moderately important. And too often in life, and especially today, we can get caught in the, I think, pigeonhole of thinking maybe is the best answer we can give. Hey, you coming out to lunch today? Maybe. You going to go to prayer service Sunday afternoon? Maybe. You going to come to life group this week? Maybe. Are you going to choose to join the setup team? Hey, Kirk. Maybe. And we can get into this trap of thinking that we position ourselves in a place of maybe, a mediocrity of not choosing yes and not saying no. And we maybe don't say no because we don't want to offend somebody, but we also don't say yes because we're not quite sure if it's going to be past our convenience and our complacency, and we get stuck in this maybe. But I want to tell you today, in this one decision for your eternal life, could you please not be stuck in the place of thinking that maybe it is false, maybe it is true, and just think, I'm going to stay right here and think, well, I'll just find out later on in life after I get everything done that I need to do, and maybe I will be able to respond to Jesus Christ. Because I need to tell you today, the only thing that is guaranteed is right now. Right now. Your tomorrow's not given, but one thing is given, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he was given so that we would be able to make one decision that would impact our eternal life, and that's choosing to say yes to him. See, this one decision has eternal consequences for us, good and or bad, dependent upon what our response is. It also has the potential to impact our every single day. I love the fact that God doesn't just allow us to make this one decision of living a relationship with him so that we can tick off an eternal box and being in relationship with him. The Bible says that eternal life is this, being able to experience a relationship with him. And the power of this one decision, the fullness of it really only is experienced in the here and now when we go past a momentary decision to a daily decision. Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and all your ways. Lean and acknowledge him. And it will be after we trust in him with all of our heart and after we acknowledge him in all of our ways that he will make our paths straight. You only need your path straight when you're walking somewhere. Jesus came to bring salvation. So our eternal destination is secure in Jesus. But we need a path when we're walking somewhere. And the time between saying yes to Jesus and reaching eternity, there's a whole lot of road in between. And God's intention is that we wouldn't just say yes and then not experience him at all for the rest of our life and then only to when we encounter eternity. No, his intention for us is that we would know up until the day and the moment that we are upgraded, that we're promoted to heaven, that we have the opportunity every single day to walk with him. Proverbs says it would add peace and long life to you. That would actually, that you would experience it here on earth. This whole proverb, this wisdom that's spoken into, this eternal truth that's spoken into, is so that we would be able to experience it here and now. Here and now. Here and now. But the fullness of it comes not because of one decision, but one decision that becomes a daily decision. You know, often what happens in this time of year, and many of you probably already done that because it's almost the end of January, is that we take time to look at our previous year, and we look at all the decisions that we made and how we lived our life, and we come up often with some really clever and good ideas and intentions of how we're going to make better decisions in this year to come. But many of us know, through history and trial, that good intentions never really did anything. We can have the best intention and best idea for our life, the best business proposal in the world, the best idea of investment, what we're going to do with our family, what we're going to do with our time. But we all come to know that unless that idea for a new year becomes a daily walk where we have goals and we have plans and we have action steps for that decision, then the fullness of that decision really isn't going to impact our life potentially for good at all. Hannah and I just celebrated our five-year anniversary. January, it was awesome. And I just love this time of year that Hannah and I get to celebrate our anniversary because thinking about the year gone, thinking about the year ahead, but also thinking about the person I get to do life with for the rest of my life is a massive privilege for me. But, you know, the beauty of our marriage and our relationship wasn't because we just stood at an altar one day on our wedding and declared in front of friends and family our vows, those beautiful, beautiful words. It wasn't because of one decision we made on one day. The enriching, the depth, the beauty, the joy, the relationship that Hannah and I have had since that day 5 years ago, the only reason why it's grown in our love for one another, it's grown in the fruitfulness of our marriage, it's grown in what we've experienced God do, is because one day we stood at an altar before friend and family and we committed to a covenant relationship saying yes to one another that I will remain faithful to you and I will love you the rest of my life. And it wasn't because of one day and one decision. It was because daily deciding after that moment we're going to continue to love one another and we're going to continue to be faithful to one another. It was not one decision that a marriage is built upon, but a daily decision ever thereafter. But often what can happen is we can be caught up in the lie that one decision would transform our life, but we don't need to ever engage in that one decision. Jesus Christ wants to do life with you, here and now. And the only way for you to fully experience the benefit, the privilege, the opportunity of who he is daily deciding that that one decision to say yes to Jesus Christ is going to determine your daily decisions, how you prioritize, the goals that you make, the plans that you have, and the steps that you take. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. Friends, one of the most humbling things for me during this time of year, thinking about what God has done in the last year and this year, thinking about what he's done in the last decade, is seeing truly how a life can be absolutely transformed by one God encounter decision that becomes a daily decision. See, it's coming up to 10 years this year when I had the opportunity to encounter God. Hopefully that person isn't right now. Encounter God and accept him into my life as my Lord and Savior, making one decision that became a daily decision. Was my life and is it perfect? No, it's not. But daily choosing to walk in relationship with God, I can tell you today that my life, I've seen more than what I ever imagined possible. I've experienced more than what I ever imagined possible. And it begins in the inner world. It begins in the internal. You know, the end of Proverbs says that you would experience inner joy. Inner joy. It's inside out. And I can tell you that coming up to the last decade, and man, I'm excited for the next decade and the next decade and the next decade, because every person who chooses to say yes to Jesus Christ and then takes a step where every single day I'm going to prioritize this relationship with God, I'm going to choose to not forget his teaching, but actually get into the Word of God. And I'm going to choose that when I come up to choosing where I'm going to work or what I'm going to study or who I'm going to be with, then God, I know that I have a lot of intelligence, and I know that I've got a lot of skills and education, not me, you're thinking this, and I know that there's things that I've come to know in my life, but God, I just want to simply acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior, and God, would you just speak to me about this area? And I can tell you that when I've just been thinking about the last decade over and over and over and over again, there's a testimony, there's a story, there's provision, there's healing, there's breakthrough, and I can tell you at the end of it, every single time, it's because of God. It's because of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding, opinions, or ideas, but acknowledge him, and he will. I'm telling you today, he will make straight your paths. He will. Disclaimer, Christianity does not mean that you'll have a perfect life. It will be tough, and it will be really hard at times. But you don't need to follow Jesus to have a really hard life and things are really tough. Christianity is not about having a perfect life. It's about experiencing peace regardless of what comes up in life. It's about having a person that you know is infinite in all of their ways, and joy and peace and love and kindness and provision, to be standing right there with you so that regardless of what comes up, you can experience the overflow, the filling, the indwelling of that person working in your life. Last 10 years have been really hard in different ways, different times. Last 10 years, really good and amazing in different ways and in different times. But the singular reason why I can tell you I'm standing here today, so many of you are faithfully serving God, and you're here through all that you've been through the thick and the thin, through stroke or cancer or loss of family or job, circumstance, is because I've chosen, because you've chosen to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Christianity is false, it's of no importance. And if it's true, it's of infinite importance. But the only thing it cannot be is moderately important. So today I ask each and every one of you here, what has been your response to this one decision? Where are you at with the Lord? Have you said yes or no to Jesus Christ? And maybe you have made the decision to say yes to Jesus Christ, but I ask you today, has that one decision, wherever that is in the timeline of your life, has that one decision become now a daily decision in every area, that regardless of what comes up, plans, purposes, hopes, dreams, that your daily decision is to actually seek God? So I ask you, maybe you have made that decision to say yes to Jesus Christ, but are your plans, are your hopes, are your dreams surrendered to him and his lordship? You can trust in him. Proverbs says in 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purposes that prevails. And Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, for I know, this is the Lord speaking, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future, and then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Many people, unfortunately, want the blessings, favor, and purposes of God in the life without actually having Jesus as Lord of the life. The teachings sound good. He was a good man. I want to follow his teachings. Favor with man, Yes, count me in. Blessing, I want some of that as well. Jesus being my Lord, not so much. All of the inner joy that comes, regardless of how much we have in the bank account or don't, what our life looks relationally, professionally, financially, those sort of things, the enjoyment and contentment in less or much, in great or little, can only be found when we make the one decision to follow Jesus Christ, to trust in Him. And as we trust in Him, then those things actually begin to take a new light where, regardless of what might come up, we actually have an eternal satisfaction in our heart and in our life because we trust in Him. Many people in our world think that Jesus was a good person and they're okay with His teachings, and many Christians want the blessing in their life potentially, but I ask us today, do we truly have Jesus as the Lord of our life? Where His word becomes the final say. Where His ways become the path that we follow. Where our life becomes a reflection of who He was. You know, I didn't marry Hannah because of what she had or what I'd get from her. I married her because of who she is. And the rest was an overflow. The rest was experience day by day in getting to know her over the 5 years being married. I want to encourage you today. Maybe you have said yes to Jesus Christ, but has He become Lord of your life? In the areas that you make plans and how you choose to live, who's determining that? Is it surrendered before Him? That house that maybe you wanted to put a deposit on? That city that you want to move to? That career that you're holding on to? Who is the one that makes the final decision in your life? Because I can tell you, the greatest decision is to follow Jesus Christ when it becomes a daily decision that He's Lord of your life. He says, I will make your path straight. I love God and I love Jesus because Christianity is not about a robotic equation where we put in tradition and we put in religion and then robotically impute, outpute comes up how we live our life. It's a relationship, and in God's ways, we get to experience the overflow of an inside-out transformation when we surrender our life to Him. Maybe currently, your Facebook status would say no to Jesus. And maybe you haven't responded and said yes to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The beauty, it says, whoever believes, whoever accepts Him into the life will be saved. And the beautiful thing about today is in just a moment, we're going to give every person here the opportunity to say yes to Jesus Christ. But before we do that, I want to invite you all to stand as the band comes. In just a moment, we're going to give every person the opportunity to respond and make that decision of saying yes or no to Jesus Christ. My prayer, my hope for today, right now, is that if you have said no to Jesus Christ, that you would come into the revelation that this is of the greatest and most important value. This is the greatest decision that you will ever make. It is of infinite importance. It is of eternal consequence. My prayer is that you would know, I don't need to try to convince you that it is the greatest decision of your life, because I know that God loves you so much and that He's created you to be in a relationship with Him. And so what my prayer is and today is about is to simply communicate to you the necessity of what one decision means for your eternal life, what one decision will mean for the life of those around you, the generations to come, one decision and the significance of what that one decision means. I want to give you something practically. on how to actually outwork this, whether you've said yes or you've said no, but most importantly to those that have said yes, I want to encourage you this week to make the decision that you're going to daily pursue God. Daily. A daily decision of coming to that place so you turn your phone off and you go somewhere more quiet than wherever it else was before and pray to God. Ask Him to reveal Himself to you. Open up the Word of God. It says in Proverbs 3:1, do not forget my teachings. Open up the Word of God and daily soak in it. Daily journal what God's speaking to you. Daily observe what it is that His Word says, because as you do that, there is going to be wisdom. There's going to be truth. There's going to be gold in nuggets that you have that you'll be able to apply to your life. And in that place of seeking Him, praying, reading the Word, speak to God and allow Him to speak to you. Daily make that decision that you're going to pursue Him, because habits do not develop from good intentions. They come by daily decisions. And so if you're a Christian today, would you make that a daily decision to seek after God, that devotion with Him? Also, I want to encourage you this week, each one of us, if God's speaking to you about something right now, maybe He's not, but it's a good thing to do, and I like doing this at least once a week, is take 1 hour. And as you engage into this moment of 1 hour, have a notebook and a pen and pray this prayer. Dear God, I pray that You would show me Your love and that right now I would encounter more of Your purpose for me. And then ask this question. God, would You reveal to me any area of my life that is not surrendered to Your will, which is not surrendered to Your purpose? And would You give me steps to make that a decision? Would You give me steps to live in this area for You? Daily decide your devotion is going to be your priority. An hour this week, ask God to reveal Himself to you in His purpose and His love. And then be ready to actually write down steps and write down how you're going to be able to surrender that area to God. And I tell you, you will be amazed at who He is and the plans and the purposes that He has for your life and the peace and the inner joy that will overflow from within you. The Passion Translation says, my child, if you truly want a long and satisfying life, never forget the things that I've taught you. Follow closely every truth that I've given you. Then you will have a full, rewarding life. Hold on to loyal love and don't let go, and be faithful to all that you have been taught. Let your life be shaped by integrity with truth written upon your heart. That's how you will find favor and understanding with both God and men. You will gain the reputation of living life well. Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely upon your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with Him in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go. Don't think for a moment that you know it all, for wisdom comes when you adore with undivided devotion and avoid everything that's wrong. And then you will find the healing. Then you will find the healing, refreshment your body and spirit long for. Glorify God with all your wealth, honoring Him with the very best, with every increase that comes to you. And then, church, then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable source of inner joy. Christianity is false. It's of no importance. But if it's true, it's of infinite importance. What has your decision been? And has that one decision become a daily decision?
Thank you for joining us for this message today. We don't assume that every person listening has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so today, we invite you to begin following Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible teaches that every one of us has been created for a relationship with God. Sin has separated us from that relationship, but God loved us so much that He gave us His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus lived, died, and rose again, conquering sin, Satan, and death itself. If we believe in our hearts that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. So if you are ready to pray in faith, turning away from your sin and believing in Jesus for your salvation, please pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, and I ask you to forgive me and cleanse my heart from all of my sin. I receive by faith the free gift of eternal life, and I ask that you would fill me with the Holy Spirit. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God, and that you have made me a new creation in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you have prayed that prayer for the first time, we would love to know and help connect you to a local church in your area. You can contact us on our website, newma.church. Thank you for listening.